Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Some of you guys really hate this idea. I brought it up a decade ago of a line in the sand day. Some of you just hate this, that if you're with a dude or you're with a woman and you guys have been with each other for a certain amount of time, you have made it clear that marriage is a priority for you. That is a major part of this whole thing, that I want to be married to you. It's important to be in the institution of marriage. And they drag their feet and they drag their feet. And they drag their feet. And here you are frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. Rather than give them a verbal ultimatum, which really messes you up, because then you wonder, would he ever have proposed to me if I wouldn't have said that I'm going to walk out the door? So you have a mental line in the sand day, whatever that day is for you. Look, if he doesn't propose by March 5th, I am absolutely out of here and you can't go back on it.
Which is different than an ultimatum, because an ultimatum you have to verbalize. Like, you actually tell them, hey, if you don't propose by X date, I'm walking out that door. Which I had a friend do, and 17 years later, they're still happily married with 3 kids.
Is that right?
Yes. I will never forget. She was like, if you don't propose by the end of the year, I'm out. He proposed. They got married. 3 kids later, they're still very happy.
Was it December 31st at 11:57?
All right, fine.
He snuck it in under the wire, baby.
At the buzzer.
And my motivation for this is I've known too many women in my life that date guys 6, 7, 8 years, 25 to 32 years old, or 30 to 35, and then they just wake up one morning and their dudes are like, you know what? I don't really believe in marriage. Or they walk out the door and there you are 7, 8 years into this thing and you had every expectation of getting married and he just decides that it's over, right? So have that line in the sand day.
I like the line in the sand day. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't like the ultimatum for the fact that I would always have that feeling of, would you have done it if I didn't ask you to do it? And I wouldn't want it that way. But if you make it a line in the sand day and you don't verbalize it and that's just what you feel, I see nothing wrong with that.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't think there's anything wrong with setting an expectation that I would like to be married by a certain time. But to me, there would be a part of me that's like, do I really want to be married to someone who has to be told that I want to be married or propose to? Because if you know me and you know that I want to be married and that's something that's important to me, like, and we're together for 5 years, why? I don't think I would want to be with someone where it would take them 5 years to be like, oh, okay, so let's just be engaged.
So essentially, you would have a date in your mind, though, right?
Yeah, and I think I would just be walking away by, you know, a certain point. To me, if I get to 5 years, I really need to look in the mirror and be like, well, why did I stay with this person if they're not dying to be with me in the same way that I'm excited to be with them?
So why are we even bringing this up here? Because Nancy has essentially got herself a line in the sand date already, and she's thinking, look, if this dude doesn't do it by a certain date, bye-bye. Hey, Nancy.
Hi. Yeah. Well, I thought I was going to get proposed to on Christmas, and then that didn't happen. So I assumed it would be New Year's. And of course, that didn't happen either. And we've been together for 5 years and he keeps telling me we're going to get married one day. But there's just excuse after excuse after excuse. It's just it's driving me insane. Like, at first it's, oh, I don't have money for a ring. But he just bought himself props as a Christmas present to himself. He's got the money. Mm-hmm. But And I'm not getting any younger. I mean, my Instagram feed is just full of Botox and ads for freezing my eggs at this point.
We've got the same feed.
You're being targeted.
Yeah, I feel you. So you have told him that you want to be married to him. He has said, I want to be married to you also. And that hasn't happened, and you're just getting frustrated now.
Yes, he 2 years ago, he gave me a promise ring, promising another ring. Promise, it, what?
Yeah, that's he's promising, not delaying. Asking.
Promising to drag his feet is right. What he's promising to do.
So how many times have you brought it? How many times have you brought it up to him?
I mean, I brought it up a number of times. I feel like I said to myself, if he doesn't propose to me by Valentine's Day, I'm walking away. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not sure if I should tell him that I've put clock on now, because he knows that I want to get married.
Obviously, yes. Because he's had all these excuses. Like, he's had the excuse that he doesn't have the money. He had the excuse that he wanted to finish grad school. He had the excuse, what's the rush? So yeah, you've obviously talked about this. He knows it's important to you and it's something you want, right? He got himself a truck for Christmas. Good for him. Knows his worth, whatever. But now he needs, now King needs to know Queen's worth.
Yep.
And I honestly don't think you should tell him. And if he doesn't propose by Valentine's Day, then if you have the cojones to do it, you walk away.
Right. And you can walk away cleanly. Like, he was just going to put it off more and more and more and more and more. So I'm totally with you on it.
What made you think that he was going to do it for Christmas or for New Year's Eve? Like, was it something he did specifically, or you just drew that yourself?
Well, I mean, we went away to a cabin, and I, you know, it was romantic, and there were candles, and then it's just, slippers.
It's what?
Slippers?
Yeah,
what? Oh, I thought she
for
said
Christmas,
flippers.
That was the gift.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Look, do what you think is right. I think this line in the sand day is absolutely appropriate in a case like this. You've told him it's been years. Like you said, you're not getting any younger. A promise ring. Jesus.
Yeah. That don't buy you 2 years.
Yeah. Right.
Three.
So keep your line in the sand day, but you just can't go back either, because then you go back over and over and over again. And before you know it, it's been a decade.
All right. But what if she walks? And then he's like, oh, damn. And then he proposes. Well, do you accept? Like, he...
After the walk?
Yeah, after the walk.
Ooh. I wouldn't.
I think so. I think you give him... That's shock therapy right there.
Right?
I think so.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
If you're not as excited as I am to be married, then it's not going to work.
All right, why don't we cross that bridge when we get to it?
Okay.
All right, we got a couple of months there. All right, Nancy, we'll talk to you the week before Valentine's Day. And if he does propose to you before then, give us a call.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
She's like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. You can hear she's just deflated, right?
You're on The Burt Show.